This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1573. This English word is a secret weapon in songs and in life. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Today, we discuss research on one of the most powerful words you can use in English. What is the word? Listen today to find out.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Doing well, Michelle. How's everything on your end?
Everything's good. I've been listening to some older songs recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of great songs out there.
Well, that's quite a statement.
That is quite a statement.
There's a lot of great songs out there, but yeah. It's true. And I'm glad you said it. But you know what song? I don't know why I've been trying to get my son to listen to this song because I heard it and I guess I thought it would be fun. Do you remember Hanson?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've been playing Mbop for him.
Okay.
And now he started saying, like, again, Mbop.
Oh, that's cute.
So I don't know why I started getting it, like, just, I thought it would be a cute song to teach him.
Yeah.
So it's really funny. So, I mean, do you have a favorite song?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I have one single favorite song, but I love Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston is awesome. She's fantastic when she sings.
Of course. I mean, I think probably one of the best voices of all time.
Just true talent. When she sings, it's like, I don't know, the hairs stand up on your arm. It's like, wow, that is real talent. So kind of anything by Whitney Houston, I love.
Mm-hmm. Good. So, all right. I mean, think of maybe a Whitney Houston song that you like. I mean, why do you think her songs are popular? Is it her voice? Is it the lyrics or the melody?
Well, I think the reason that a lot of songs are popular in general is just because people can imagine themselves in that song. Like they make themselves like the center of the song. And it's a human thing, is what we do. We like find a way to apply the lyrics to our own lives. Yeah.
Yes. And so I used to write a lot of songs.
Cool.
And that was one of the things is, you know, trying to be kind of discreet. Like, you're not going to say exactly what the song is about because the goal is that, you know, people can relate to it. And so I agree with that.
Yeah, completely. I mean, that's the key. That's kind of what singers do. Like, they communicate what it's like to be human to us.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So that's why it's so powerful. So today we're going to talk about this really fun and fascinating topic about songs. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is from Inc.com. Okay. And it's researchers combed through thousands of songs and found this one word predicts a hit. You can use the findings to help you sell just about anything. So this is by Jessica Stillman. I don't think that they have a date listed there. Mm-hmm. But Lindsay, any guesses on what the one word is? All right, you know it already, so well, I guess you can guess.
I think it's probably the word you. Y-O-U.
You got it!
But that extends naturally from what we just said. We right. just said that people put themselves in the center of the song, so that makes total sense, right?
Mm-hmm. 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 So yeah, that word is you. So that's very interesting. So the article talks about Jonah Berger and Grant Packard, who did this research. And apparently it's not just necessarily the word you, but the most popular songs have you as an object. Okay, so we'll give an example in just a second. But before we continue with this, Lindsay, where do we want to send our listeners?
Well, today we're talking a little bit about a lesson that you could apply in life and business. And I know a lot of you guys, maybe you're moving abroad or you're just doing work in English. You want business English skills, but first you want to find out what your business English level is. We have three levels. We have a mid-level, an executive level, and a middle level, okay, guys? Or a beginner level. Oh my gosh, I forgot what the levels are. But guys, you you have to go take the quiz to find out what your level is. So go to allearsenglish.com/work-quiz. Okay.
All right. Awesome. So yeah, one of the examples given was We Will Rock You by
yes.
Queen.
Oh yeah, we used to listen to that song on the way to tennis tournaments all the time.
Oh yeah. Wow, I mean, that's such a great song. Classic. So yeah. I'm going to read a quote from the article because I think it says it very well. It says, instead, the researchers discovered these songs remind us, Lindsay, of mm-hmm. times we've felt similarly.
Of course.
By putting ourselves in the singer's shoes, we recall and enrich our own memories. So, Lindsay, that's exactly what you said.
Of course. That's what we do. I mean, that's kind of how the human mind works. Kind of by nature, I feel like... like we put ourselves in the center of the world. No way. Not necessarily in a bad way, but we do it. That's just how it works, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it also makes us feel like we're not alone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, because if you see like, oh, I mean, just, I don't know, the first person that popped into my head is Taylor Swift, right? Like, I feel like a lot of, you know, kind of younger people, teenagers and in their 20s might hear one of her songs and after a breakup or something and feel like, okay, I can get through this like Taylor went through.
Yeah,
it.
For sure. That's true. Yeah, that's true. They use it as kind of therapy. Right.
Right, right, right. So it can really bring someone strength. So using you is so powerful, mm-hmm. you know, and I think actually, now that I think of it, I would have to look in the article. But if I'm not mistaken, they also use the example of I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
Oh, well, there you go.
You, I think so. If not, I just added it in.
That's the one
yeah,
I was thinking
we'll,
of.
Guys,
yeah.
We'll give you this link so you can look more. But yeah, this really makes us relate, makes us think. I mean, can you think of any other songs where that you like, Lindsay, that have the word you? This is kind of like a spur of the moment question.
Oh, you know, I don't do well with those, Michelle.
I don't either. It's okay.
I'm sure there are. I like Tom Petty, but I don't think he does a lot of songs like that. He kind of does more. I mean, he did like The Grapevine, Heard It Through the Grapevine. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's Creedence Clearwater. I love CCR too. Learning to Fly by Tom Petty. But no, maybe it's more newer songs that tend to do this, that put you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, although We Will Rock You. I don't know. I'd have to. I should have like come up with a whole list. But one song that I can think of is there's not necessarily. I don't know how popular it is. But to me, this is my favorite. One of my favorite songs. It's called Talk About You by Mika. And any listeners who know Mika, let me know, because he's kind of like all around the world. Okay. And I've seen him in concert and I adore him. And I think he's like, I think everybody should know about him. Do you remember the song Grace Kelly, Lindsay?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, guys, any Mika fans, let me know. But yeah, Talk About You. So, I mean, they're so powerful. And I mean, whether it is about the word you or not, I mean, everybody's different in what they relate to. But apparently this is something to do with like the biggest hits.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, so I feel like this is also something that we could apply beyond songs, right? In marketing, in conversations, but there's also the cultural layer too, because I think, you know, that's why we don't want to just be translating from our native languages into English, because some languages don't use you very much at all, you know?
Very interesting. Very interesting. And in but there are some times when you don't want to use you, right? We could do a whole other follow-up on that. I mean, like, if you're kind of, it could like make things a little too direct for someone, like you do this or you do that, right?
Right. Like kind of the imperative, just bossing people around. Sure. So we need to know the right moment to include you, but we definitely want to have that orientation that it's all about the other person, right?
Right. I mean, the article does go on to talk about, you know, how powerful this word is. So they mention, you know, could be in ads or emails or they talk about customer service. They do say don't overuse it in customer service because, this is what I was saying. I forgot that I wrote this, that it could sound like you're like putting blame on a customer or something like that. So, you know, again, you want to be careful with it, but it can be, if you're not using, like, guys, let's say you are in the business world and maybe you are sending out, you know, like marketing emails or something like that, you might want to start to consider, like, how can I use this word to my advantage?
I like it. It's all about our environment. Like, what's the culture around us, right? What's the culture of our workplace? What are we trying to do at work? And decide whether you want to include you in what you're saying, right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, think of this as like a secret weapon. I mean, how can this help our listeners? I mean, to me, it's all about connection, always coming back to that, relating to the other person. And, you know, really thinking about how to use it strategically. We will give you the link, as I said, so you can read more about what they say. We're kind of going into more of our own thoughts here as well. But when you're thinking about using the word you, I think, you know, I can't remember this is from me or from the article, but anyway, think about why are you using it? How do you want to connect to someone? And also, are you using it too frequently? You do this, you do that. I think you should blah, 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 right?
Yeah. I mean, there are times you guys have heard us on the podcast when we talk about like a shared human endeavor or something that we all deal with as human beings, we say we. Right, I just said it, something that we all deal with. Instead of saying, like, you are struggling with this, we try to make it more inclusive that we're all dealing with this thing, whatever it is. And that would be a good time to eliminate you, right?
Right. Exactly. Gosh, this is pretty deep, actually. You could really think a lot about this one word.
You really could. We could take this in a lot of different directions.
Oh, my gosh. So, guys, definitely go and think of some of the songs that you love. And, you know, are they using you a lot? Are they using it in the title as an object?
Yeah.
How do they use it? And do you kind of recognize any patterns or, you know, that why you think they're popular or why they're a song that you love?
And then there's also times when we want to exchange and we want to make sure if we're talking one-to-one or in a group, we want to make sure we're exchanging you for the person's name sometimes, but not too much. Right, Michelle?
Right. I think we've talked a little bit about using names before, but if not, we should do it again because, yeah, using someone's name can be very powerful as well.
Yeah. So it's how do we strike that balance? How do we know the context, know the culture, and know the balance between using the name, using you, using we, right? There's a lot of options here.
Right. Definitely. Oh my gosh. A lot to think about here. Guys, let us know on the blog, is you used in your first language, right? Do you use it a lot? Is it kind of culturally something that you don't want to, is it too direct or maybe not? Let us know. I'm very curious about this.
Definitely. And guys, before we finish up, I want to remind you one more time, go and get your business English level. So go to allearsenglish.com/work-quiz. Okay, Michelle.
Excellent. Go and check it out. All right, Lindsay, this was fun.
Yeah, it's been good, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.